Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the economy. What's going on right now? And how is this going to positively or negatively impact you as a fitness professional? Now, how it affects you is a matter of your choice. Like the pandemic, did you thrive or did you retract? So in this episode, I want to take you through quite a few notes that I put down here and give you an opportunity to look at this time, see it different, and make a change. Now, I feel very, very responsible as somebody who's been in the fitness industry 23 years to share my knowledge, my experience, my foresight to give you an opportunity to step up. Now, I will say this to you, having been in the industry this long, I've gone through economic ups and downs, and I've grown. We went through the pandemic, and we grew. So, through this time, I want you to understand, yes, there is uncertainty. Yes, there are people losing their jobs. Yes, there are people not getting great pay rises. Yes, there is uncertainty with inflation. Yes, there is uncertainty with mortgages. Yes, there are people who be maybe selling their homes. There is uncertainty. But I want to say this to you. You can be a glimmer of hope for people. You can remind people the importance of health is wealth. You could be the very person that keeps people together through these times. Now, I want to say this to you. There is one thing that I honestly know with certainty that's helped me to grow year on year on year. And that's my desire to level up and to choose to be the best. You see, what separates people that collapse during times like this and people that thrive are people that are bringing the best. You see, in times right now, people will be in search of the best. They want the best. They want to learn from the best. Now, you're not looking right now for a mediocre market, the market of people that want to retract and go, I don't want to do anything. Life's going to get really, really bad. You want to be dealing with people that are optimistic, people that actually say, no, I know that there's things going on around me, but if I can bulletproof myself, if I can look after my health, if I can look after my mood, if I can look after my energy, if I can be a role model to my family and my children, then that's something I want to be. But they are not going to choose somebody who is mediocre, who's delivering mediocre results, who's delivering mediocre content, who's not speaking to people in the gym, who actually is not delivering a five-star service. So the first thing I have here is step up your game. Because right now for me, I'm stepping up my game. I'm stepping up everything that we do. We're auditing every part of the business to bring more, not just to you watching this who is not a customer of mine, but to the clients inside our coaching community. Now, my second point is bringing your community together. I'm going to say this on camera right now. Gone are the days where Friday check-ins are valuable. They will become probably the most boring part for some people's weeks. Check-in, email, response, carry on. Check-in, email, response, whether you do a Loom, whatever you do it to somebody. They become boring after a while. People in times like now, especially, want to be a part of something. Is your 20, 30 clients, your 15 clients as a PT, are they together as a community? Are you bringing them together? Are you doing things every couple of weeks? As an online coach, are you bringing people together on Zoom? Are you bringing people together in person? Because if you're not providing a community, then how is everybody going to keep everybody together? What can they learn from each other? Inside our coaching communities, our business coaching programs, our personal training mentorship programs, we're bringing everybody together. We're sharing experiences, learning from each other, inspiring each other, supporting each other. You need to question right now whether or not you're bringing a community together. You need to focus on your health, your well-being, your fitness, and your mindset right now. Because if you are not living your life at the highest level from a health perspective, what I'm going to ask of you in this video is, when it comes to your content, your marketing, your lead generation, you have to be looking into camera, you have to be speaking, having conversations with people and saying, this is the number one thing that you do not want to let slip right now, with conviction and confidence, that you are going to ask people to place certain things in their life that they deemed as valuable lower. And you are going to be asking people to place their health, their fitness, their nutrition, their rest, and their recovery at a higher level. If you are not living like that, if you are not inspiring people and leading from the front, then you're not going to be able to confidently convince somebody through your message and your marketing and your stories that they should be doing the same. You have to be focusing on the quality of your results right now, because people are going to be watching. People are going to be keeping their eyes open. People are actually now aware that there is a feeling amongst a lot of people of feeling pretty flat. People are seeing on the news every single day that people are getting low, people are getting depressed. And there's a lot of people who don't want to be around that, don't want to feel like that. And then they tune into your content every day and it's just full of positivity and energy and health and results. And they're seeing during this time, there's so many people in your coaching network that don't dip. There's so many people in your coaching network that are achieving results. And what do you say with your results? Here's another one of my clients, Dave. He didn't choose during this time to waste his money and throw it away. He chose to spend it on his health. He chose to spend it on his nutrition. He chose to spend it on his exercise. He's feeling the best he's ever done. He's thriving through this period with business because he's able to inspire his team, and his team are working hard because of this. So you have to bring better results, which means you've got to learn how to do that as well. As I said about community, you have to be the leader of your tribe. And as I said, with your health and your own body and fitness and conditioning, how much that impacts other people. You need to be focusing on your content right now, your marketing. Whereas before, you may be talking all the time about how important certain exercises are, how important certain nutrition is. You now need to be starting to think about the beliefs that are in people's minds. What are they believing to be true? And this is such a great thing from a copywriting perspective. What do people believe to be true? They believe that they shouldn't be spending any money right now. They believe that spending time on nutrition and the gym and fitness is a waste. But what does this bring? Good nutrition brings good mind. Good mind brings good energy. Good energy helps them lead their office, their team. High energy helps them lead their family. You've got to think, every single person that's in your environment right now that's either paying you or following you needs to be conditioned from you that this is not a time to go backwards. This is a time to thrive. This is a time to grow. And I'm telling you right now, this is a time for you to grab hold of right now and say, I'm going to be one of these people that leads from the front. And you have to do that with your clients too. You have to be consistent. You can't be this show up every couple of times on Instagram or YouTube. You can't be the type of person that's going to talk to people on the gym floor every so often. Right now, you're going to see people around you falling, fitness professionals dipping and falling. And then the people presenting their content and marketing and lead generation out there with the right message, like today. I'm putting this video out here today to help you. To help you learn from me that this is my mindset. I'm not going anywhere. You're going to watch my business grow. You're going to watch the community that we build inside our business coaching programs thrive and soar. Why? Because it will be the number one place for you to be. A community where I'm bringing in high performers, leaders, educators, copywriters, templates, scripts, systems, but more than anything, a community where fitness professionals are all inspiring each other and growing. You know, we only had somebody yesterday that within a week has taken on 7 clients from 0. And you're like, well, I thought this was a challenging time. It's not a challenging time because we're teaching people how to cut through and actually attract the people who don't want to retract during this time. We're attracting people that want to thrive through this time, and you too can as well. You can as well. The next thing I want to say to you is this. During this time, it is the perfect opportunity, much like lockdown, to learn the skills that you do not have. Marketing, copywriting, video editing, 3 skills, digital marketing, 4 skills, because people are watching. People that are feeling pretty rubbish at the moment, you may have watched this video thinking, I hope this video is going to give me something to work on. It is. And then by the end of watching this video, you're thinking, I'm not going to retract. I'm going to grow. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to be really successful through this period. So you've got to learn how. So many coaches that I speak to have said, you know, it's been a year and I just keep watching the numbers and my business isn't changing. My business isn't growing. It's not where I want it to be. I hope it will change soon. This year alone, I spent over $45,000 in my education and I still pay for a mentor right now. Why? Because my mentor is going through the same changing climate. Everybody is. What are you doing? Why are they growing? Why is my mentor growing? Why are people inside our coaching program continuing to grow? Because they're learning the skills that everybody isn't. Guess what it's doing? It's giving them that 2 or 3% edge. I want you to not waste your money. I want you to look at your income right now and say, where am I wasting money? Where am I just throwing it away, flittering it away? Here's the thing, let me explain this to you. If you write down the money that you waste versus what you could invest in learning how to build a business that cuts through right now, learning how to create video content and copywriting and marketing that actually got more people coming into your world, yes, right now, there's a lot of people not spending money. But if you start to learn the skills that get you in front of the people that are, then you're gonna have a business that thrives. You need to be a part of a network. You need to be a part of a community that's not going into a pub and listening to your friends going, oh, it's a hard time right now. I'm not getting a pay rise, da da da. And you're like, all I do is spend my time around people that are not earning any money, not growing, not developing. What if you were a part of a network that were growing? What if you were a part of a network that were thriving? It's a completely different kettle of fish because you're not hearing all this. So as a fitness professional right now, you can really do so much. But if you are in an environment right now where people are going backwards, you're going to feel by that association that because everybody else is going backwards around you, so will you. That's not true. Your content has to be better. Your marketing has to be better. Your message has to be better. Your offer has to be better. Your results have to be better. You have to be leading from the front. Do a photo shoot. Get yourself in shape. Drop body fat. Show people that you are prepared to take you to the next level. Inside your coaching program, do not let your clients do a check-in. This is a great piece of advice to you. Launch 2.0 of your program and tell your clients, until now, we've done this. But moving forward into 2023, starting in the beginning of December, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be meeting more on calls. We're going to be putting more educational content together. We're going to be bringing in speakers to help you guys thrive. We want you to understand that health is wealth. We want you to understand that you can inspire your children. We want you to understand that you can inspire your community. And we're going to give you all the tools to do that. And then you'll be able to document that on your social media. Your clients are going to be giving you more testimonials. I said this during lockdown. During lockdown, you either let your clients thrive or die. And I'm here to tell you, as somebody who's been in the industry a long time, I've refused to listen to all the rubbish of fixed-minded people. I want to be around growth-minded people, because let's say you're giving 20% right now, you're going to get a very, very small percentage back. If you give 100% right now, when everybody else is giving 20 and 10%, you're going to cut through, you're going to make noise, and people are going to be like, do you know what? Through this time right now, Mark Coles is right. And if they're growing, I want to be in an environment where they grow. Your clients will say the same. If they're watching you and they say, look at the optimism, look at the drive, look at what they're prepared to do in a time right now. I want to be a part of that community. I want to be a part of that world. And that's why when we come through any challenging times, people turn around to you and go, I don't know where I would be without you. Be careful yourself with wasting money and be smart with where you place your intention when it comes to the money that you're earning. Because I'm going to tell you right now, throughout this economic challenging time, there will be a huge amount of fitness professionals doing wonderful things, helping people improve their health, improve their body, improve their fitness, improve their mindset. And you will be that asset to people that they place higher than anything else. But you need to level up. You need to step up. You need to move into tomorrow with a growth mindset. Take on board everything that I've said here, and you will thrive. Now, if you're watching this, listening to this, and thinking, I know I can be 10x more. If you want to learn how to thrive through this period, all I want you to do is click the link in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, and there'll be a link straight through to find out more. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then all you need to do is go to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, you'll find out more information for Coaching Concierge Build. That is our community. If you're earning under 5 to 7K per month, and if you're earning over 10K per month and you're ready to scale, and trust me, you can scale during these economic times, then all you need to do is reach out to me either in the comments or a link in my bio on Instagram. But for now, make sure please that you like and click subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. And for now, I look forward to speaking to you very, very soon. But for the time being, take care.